Okay, good morning. I've got a short director's report for you today, starting with, next slide, the zero emission passenger rail and trail project.
We can't see, at least it's not on our screens here. And it's hard to see the screen up there.
Yeah, and we...
Give us one second, we're working on that.
Okay, now, well, it's on Fred's anyway. Okay, now we have it.
Okay. We are pleased to announce that the final concept report for the zero emission passenger rail and trail project was released on October 24th for public viewing. Over the last several months, RTC engaged with various advisory committees, agencies and partners, stakeholders and community members to receive input on the draft project concept report. The full final report incorporates feedback received, documents key understandings and outcomes, and tracks outreach conducted for this current phase of work. To dive deeper into what's changed with the conceptual rail and trail alignment, ridership projections, operations, and more, please read the final project concept report located on the project webpage, sccrtc.org/ZEPRT. And there's a QR code on the screen that will take you there as well. I would also like to add something in the interest of public transparency. Prior to the final concept report's release to the public, there was information put out that one of our community advocacy groups had an early copy of the final report. I would like to assure the community that this information was false. Our team of professionals operate with a very high level of integrity, and we avoid special treatments to community groups. The RTC extends heartfelt appreciation to all of the partners, stakeholders, and community members who contributed to the Zero Emission Passenger Rail and Trail Project concept development. Your participation, ideas, and feedback signifies the strength of our community, one that values innovation, inclusivity, and shared commitment to improving the mobility and quality of life for our region. The final report will be recommended for acceptance by the Commission at next month's RTC meeting. Next slide. An item I'd like to highlight on our consent agenda, which was item 8, was the Rural Highway Safety Plan. We are seeking public input on Milestone 2 of the Rural Highway Safety Plan, and this milestone seeks to enhance safety for everyone traveling along Santa Cruz County's 6 undivided rural highways, including Highway 1 north of Santa Cruz, Highways 9, 236, and 35, and Highways 129 and 152 outside the city of Watsonville. The objective of the plan is to identify locations of patterns of crashes to generate and prioritize a suite of implementable countermeasures. Currently, the project team is seeking input on draft safety enhancement concepts and priority project locations. More information can be found in our packet under item 8, the informational staff report on today's consent agenda. You could also visit our website, sccrtc.org/RHSP, or there's a QR code on the screen. And feedback is appreciated prior to November 21st. Next slide. I have another staffing update for you today. I'm pleased to announce Marshall Ballard has joined the RTC as our new supervising transportation planner. Marshall has over 25 years experience in various disciplines of planning with a focus centered on transportation and data science. He previously worked at both Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority and Fair and Peers consulting firm. As an interdisciplinary geographer, transportation planner, data scientist, and certified GIS professional, he has often been at the intersection of implementing advanced data analytics for multimodal transportation planning projects. His contemporary work experience focuses on transportation technologies, climate adaptation and resiliency projects, integrated mobility projects, Vision Zero analysis, and advanced spatial analytics. He has been a Santa Cruz County resident for over 20 years and enjoys participating in various community activities with his family. We're excited to welcome him aboard and look forward to his contributions he'll bring to our team. Please join me in welcoming Marshall.
You here?
Welcome.
Next slide, please. This is an exciting one. For those of you who have been driving through the area in Aptos, I'm excited to share that the construction on the Mar Vista bicycle and pedestrian overcrossing is fully underway. Recently, the construction crew has been working on drilling cast and drilled hole foundations, which are reinforced concrete piles in the ground to support the heavy overcrossing structure. This work was recently completed on the south side of the freeway and is currently underway on the north side of the freeway. And the next step in the process is to install false work. And the false work is basically a temporary bridge that allows the construction crews to build the permanent bridge on top of it. So that is all going to be going up, similar to what you saw for the Chanticleer Bridge. And it's just a really exciting project we wanted to highlight and show you today. And that that concludes my director's report. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you didn't have it on these slides, but a question about when the, I would say Capitola Avenue Bridge is coming online.
Capitola Avenue Bridge is close to completion. So that is a local roadway overcrossing that we demolished and rebuilt a brand new one. It's been closed for about 13 or 14 months now. And we're looking at opening it as soon as it's ready to open. But that looks like it's close to the end of the year, early next year at the latest.
Thank you. Any commissioner questions? None. Anybody?